Time to take a look at Wisconsin's wine industry now. Hello, I'm Larry Mueller, and I'm really pleased to welcome to the microphone Mike Muckey and of Madison Michaels, a freelance writer whose column, The Spirited Glass, appears in the Capital Times. He also does restaurant reviews, and really pleased to have him along to talk about the Wisconsin wine industry. He's had a chance to visit many of the wineries here in the state, certainly not all of them, but has had a lot of experience, and we're really pleased to have him with us. You can join in as we move along today, and I'd really be pleased to hear what you have to say about Wisconsin wineries and what wines from made here in Wisconsin that you enjoy, produced here in the state. You can join us at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or if you're in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. Give us a call with your questions and comments. Michael Muckey, and welcome. Nice to have you with us.
Well, thanks, Larry. I'm glad to be here.
You know what? You know, this bothers me a little bit. How does a guy, you know, you write restaurant reviews, you talk about wines. How do you stay in such good shape?
Constant effort. My wife is a fitness buff, and she makes sure I kind of toe the line as best I can. When we're not eating out or sipping wine, we are exercising or we're eating more healthily. And we've been doing that pretty much since we've been married, and I think that's helped along the way, both with our health and with our size, because I know that I could very easily slide down that slippery slope.
Well, I tell you, what do you think of Wisconsin wineries?
I like them. I know that there are people, self-appointed wine snobs, who don't see them as measuring up to the Napa Valley or the great growths of Bordeaux or Burgundy. And I don't think we can expect that. I think the great thing about having a wine industry in Wisconsin is that it is very reflective of the people here, the products they produce, and the general taste levels that they aspire to meet. It's a good industry. It's a strong industry. I'm told Wisconsin is the 16th largest wine-producing state in the U.S. It's sandwiched in between, of all things, Idaho and New Jersey. I'm not sure what kind of wines they produce in either of those states, but I know that our wines tend to focus on locally grown grapes, locally grown fruits, apples, cranberries, even some honey. And there are also more wine producers that are sourcing their grapes from other better-known wine-producing states. All of that adds up to a very rich mix in Wisconsin.
Do you, you've had a chance to visit a few around the state.
I visited a few of them.
And it's, you know, I've had a chance to do that as well, and it's kind of fun.
It is. It is. If you talk to people in the wine industry, they are very tuned into the fact that they are not only producing agricultural products, but that they have a certain cachet wrapped around their business. Consequently, they're also part of the tourist industry, more so now than in years past. But I would defy you to find a winery that has started up within the last 10 years that hasn't modeled itself as a tourist destination. They're very attractive. They're very much fun to visit. Surprisingly, a lot of them don't have vineyards, but that hasn't stopped them from being a destination of choice. Thanks to state laws, they all have the opportunity to offer samples. And they're just a fun place to be because it's a place where you can relax and unwind. You can learn a little bit about the region, and you can learn a lot about yourself and what kind of wines you appreciate.
You bet. And we have some callers online. You can join in, get you on pretty quickly at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. Or you can email us as well at talk@wpr.org, lest we forget that. Sean in Westby, it is your turn. Thank you for calling. Hi, Sean.
Hi, how's it going?
Great.
Well, so I'm putting together a local foods dinner in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and the chef, you know, we're putting together all local foods, and the chef was like, do you have anything that's like a Merlot for a local wine? And I was like, ooh, I don't know. If you could tell me what a local Merlot would be like, that'd be very helpful.
First of all, I am guessing there are no locally grown Merlots. That's not the type of grape that thrives here. But what you're talking about primarily is a mid to rather full-bodied red, depending on how it's produced. And you could probably do well with the Domaine du Sac out of Wallersheim Winery. That would be locally grown. It's grown on the estate just south of Prairie du Sac, just south of the Wisconsin River. It's reflective of the environment in which it grows. And it's a very nice dinner wine with everything from duck to beef dishes.
Uh-huh.
There are wineries, and I'd have to go through my listing here to see just who, but I do believe there are wineries that source fruit from the West Coast that do produce Merlots. It's a little different. Is that a Wisconsin wine or not? It's not grown here, but it is produced here. That's kind of a debate that's going on right now. But if you went to the Wisconsin Winery Association's website, that's okay. www.wiswine.com, you'd get a full list of the state's wineries, and you get a full selection of what they have to offer.
And so you said look for something that's, what kind of grape would give a full-bodied red?
Well, the one I was referring to, the Maréchal Foch, that goes into the Domaine du Sac, does very well here. It's a French hybrid. And it's one that Wollersheim, for certain, has had some success with. Oh. And I would try that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks very much for calling. I like that wine. That's a good wine.
It's a very good wine.
Debbie in Madison, it's your turn. Hi, Debbie. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I'm wondering if either of you have visited Vernon County Vineyards. It's actually
near where...
Yeah, it's right near where your caller just from Westby, up by between Viroqua and Westby.
I'm afraid I have not, no.
Okay, well, it's definitely worth visiting. It's absolutely beautiful, and the grapes there, they have their own grapes that they grow, and also many of the places, the sources where they get their grapes are from farms where they used to grow tobacco.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so it's very interesting. It's a beautiful place to visit. Their wine is very, very good. And I don't know the name of the, there are a couple of gentlemen that have gotten together to do this, and it just opened last year. So I don't know how well advertised it is, but it's definitely worth visiting.
Do you know what kind of grapes they grow in their vineyards?
Pardon me?
Do you know what type of grapes they grow?
I don't know. No, I really don't. I know they have white wines, a lot of white wines and blush wines, and they also have some red wines. So I don't know a whole lot about grapes and wines. I just like to visit vineyards, and I'm still learning, but I think that's definitely a place worth visiting.
And it's called, is it Vernon Vineyards?
Yes, Vernon Vineyards.
Vernon Vineyards, okay.
Yes.
And it's located, tell us again where it's located.
It is, it's right off of Highway 14, actually. As you get outside of Viroqua, Wisconsin, you'll be heading towards La Crosse. And it is Highway, it's just a county road. There's a sign out there. It's not hard to find. And it's way back. It's a beautiful drive, and I think really you should visit there and see what you think.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling.
You.
Appreciate
it,
Deb.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you like the wine too. Let's take some more calls. Terry and Willard, it's your turn. Hi, Terry. Thanks for calling.
I know there's some local wineries, small ones starting up, using what's supposedly a northern wine grape, the Frontenac or other varieties like that. And I was wondering how these Wisconsin-grown grapes, fermented as a true wine with no sugar, how they're stacking up. And also just to let people know that there are grape wines being grown in Wisconsin. Right here in central Wisconsin, we have a couple of there's producers and growers of the northern grape wine.
All right. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Mike, comment from you?
There are a couple of wine grapes that are doing very well in this environment. Keep in mind that this is a fairly, for wine grapes, from many respects, it's a fairly harsh climate with a fairly short season. But there are some that are doing well. And one of the things I think you might be referring to, Terry, is the St. Pepin grape, which produces a white wine. It was developed, I believe, at the University of Minnesota just for this type of climate. And that's another one Wollersheim and several other growers are doing well with around the state. It's probably, I'm reaching here, but it's probably similar to a Viognier, which is a French white varietal. And you're absolutely right. Some of the wines coming out of the state are excellent, and for that very reason, because the growers are beginning to understand climatologically and topographically just what they have to deal with, and they're not trying to duplicate what other wine regions are producing. They're trying to create their own mark, and that's what makes the industry in this state very interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Terry. Appreciate the call. You can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890, 263-1890. As we look at sort of the distribution of wineries around the state, I think that Door County, I'll be in Green Bay, as a matter of fact, tomorrow. I'm at the Green Bay Botanical Garden Society, so I'm looking forward to that. And then we'll be in Door County for a few days. And certainly there are a fair number of wineries in that Door County area.
Yes, there are. There are. That's one of the major cluster areas. In fact, it's probably the most concentrated area. And that goes back to a couple of the things, Larry, that we were talking about earlier. One, a lot of state wines are still made from cherries, from apples, even from cranberries from central Wisconsin. And obviously there's a lot of orchards in Door County. And two, that's a prime tourism destination, and so that plays into it as well. There's quite a few there. There's quite a few that are very interesting. One of the oldest wineries in the state, Von Steele Winery, is located in the Kewaunee County community of Algoma. And that's always worth a visit. It's located in a former brewery from the 19th century that gives it a lot of charm and gives it a lot of character. And their wines are winning quite a few awards as well.
And it is a fun place to visit, and it's fun to taste the wine. Let's go to Colleen next in Madison. Colleen, hi to you. Thank you for calling.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
I was calling. I mean, 2 years I've been making wine, just a very amateur, small level. But I've just started. I'm actually picking the grapes, and there's a vineyard outside of Madison called Mitchell Vineyards, and it's associated with the wine and hop shop in town. And they grow Mio, Frontenac, and Foch, and then some white grapes and a lot of Concords. But the sugars in every year has just been phenomenal, and it's 26, 28 bricks, and it's just very, very exciting. Bad climate change, but it's good for the grapes, I'd say.
Well, I'm not sure that I believe you, Colleen. I think I think you should send a bottle to me for tasting.
Well,
let me be the judge of that.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Well, like I said, I'm amateur, but it's drinkable, and it's fun to make, that's for sure.
Oh, thanks for calling. And Mike, you appreciate the call. Mike, you've never made wine, have you?
I've never made wine. I went through a short period of being a home brewer and then passed my equipment on to someone with more talent who has gone on to win some home brewing awards. So I feel good about that. But I've never made wine. How big a batch do you make, Colleen?
Did we lose her? Yeah, we lost Colleen. That would have been interesting to know. I was recalling my brother Dennis and I once made some dandelion wine, and we...
And you're willing to admit that.
Well, I tell you what, we kept those bottles. We opened one, you know, and tried it, and it was horrible. And then I think we had about six bottles. So each year for 6 years, we would open up a bottle of the dandelion wine. And it got progressively worse, of course, as time went on. And that was the end of my winemaking.
Mm.
Deb in Brandwood, your turn now. Hi, Deb.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Great, thanks for calling.
Very good.
Well, I would just like to tell you about the great little winery we have right up here in northern Wisconsin in Clifford, and they're growing about 13 different kinds of grapes, both reds and whites.
Now, wait a minute. What's the name of the vineyard?
Brigadoon Winery.
Oh, Brigadoon, okay.
And they are growing many of their own whites and red grapes, and they make fruits. Wines, white wines, red wines, and a blush, and a dessert wine. And I think they make really great wines, and it's worth your while to come on up here and take a taste of them.
How long have they been in business?
About 3 years, I believe.
Hmm.
I actually interviewed the owner on the show a couple of years ago when they were first getting started. And so I'm glad to hear that things are progressing for them.
Yes, they're going very well for them. You know, these little wineries are so good for our economy and these little areas and for the tourism and stuff. I mean, they're just great.
And now Brigadoon is, tell us again where it's located, Deb.
It would be located probably about 20 miles west of Tomahawk.
20 miles west of Tomahawk, okay.
Right, on Clifford Road in Clifford, Wisconsin.
I'm sure they have a website, too.
Yes, they do. They do have a website, brigadoonwinery.com, I believe it is.
And Mike, comment from you?
I'd be very interested in trying what they have to say or what they have to produce. My assumption is that the further north you go, the more difficult it is to not only grow grapes, but different types of wine. And it sounds like they have a very aggressive program.
They do, and they made a wine called Rustic Red out of their own grapes this past year. And before they even got it stocked on the shelves, people had pre-ordered it, and it was out.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I think as Wisconsin wines become better known and more greatly appreciated, you're going to find that happening a lot. That happens with a lot of the small vineyards in California. A lot of the, you might call them boutique vineyards or cult vineyards, really have no presence anywhere than in their own neighborhoods because people have got to know them. They really enjoy their wine. Because their yield is so small, they sell out everything before it's even in a bottle, which is a nice problem to have to a certain degree. And it sounds like Brigadoon is moving in that direction.
And I think it'd be well worth your time to come on up and visit.
Well, I will. Thank you.
Thanks, Deb.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Mike Muckian, our guest today, freelance writer whose column The Spirited Glass appears in the Capital Times. We're talking about Wisconsin's wine industry. I'm Larry Mueller, Keisha Mabra, our on-air producer, and you are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking about Wisconsin's wines with Mike Muckian, and thanks for listening in. Give us a call if you have a question at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. And it's always fun to hear about the wineries around the state. And we've had some great calls to introduce us to Brigadoon and some other ones as well. Vernon County Winery is another one, Vernon Vineyards, yes. The largest winery in the state, of course, we've mentioned it, I believe, is Waldersheim, is it not? I think
That's correct. It's one of the older ones, and it definitely is, in terms of yield, one of the largest.
Yeah, and they produce some fine wines, as we were talking. Gene in Sparta, it's your turn. Hi, Gene.
Hi there.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, a friend and I are staying in Norwalk, and we're wondering if there's a winery around there you'd recommend that we visit.
Norwalk. Okay, let's see.
Near Sparta.
All right.
Looking at my little wine map, and I'm not seeing Sparta pop up. Wineries in New Lisbon, Blair, Chippewa Falls, Withy, Rothschild. Any of those close by to you?
No idea.
Well, I'm not being much help today, am I?
I'll tell you what, Gene, hang up and listen. I'm going to put out a question to our listeners here. If you know of a winery that might be in short driving distance from Norwalk, Wisconsin, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890, and we will pass it on.
Thank you very much.
Stay listening, Gene. Lee in Viroqua. Hi, Lee. Thanks for calling.
Morning, Larry.
Morning.
Yes, I happen to live down the road from Vernon Vineyard, and I thought that I'd call in with a little additional information as far as how to find it and so on. As a matter of fact, I went to their website, which I didn't know that they had until this morning, which is www.vernonvineyards.com. And one of the reasons that I called was I think, you had asked for directions. Those directions are on the website. They're off
cool.
of Highway. Pardon?
That's great.
Right. And they're off of Highway 14. You take County Y West. And basically, the way I tell people is you just follow the signs. I know that my son is out there this morning, and they're picking some Edelweiss grapes. And I believe your guest was talking about winter hardy varieties as far as the grapes were concerned. And my understanding, I'm unsure, but I think that some of the grapes they're working with as far as the University of Minnesota and so on. So they offer tours and the entire bit, so I think it's something that that's definitely worth checking out.
I just went onto their website, and I'm seeing a nice picture of a big old red barn there, and it looks pretty pastoral.
It's really nice, and as a matter of fact, I think my understanding is that they also work with the people in Westby as far as their cheeses are concerned.
Hmm.
So you can probably get a nice wine cheese package. I haven't seen that on their website yet, but if you look at their wines, I think, you know, it looks like they've got some pretty nice wines. I'm going to have to drop over there myself.
get over there for a little tasting, Lee. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. No, you know, that is a kind of a nice thing about the wineries here and other states as well, California and elsewhere, that you can visit and have a free taste.
Mm-hmm. That's the charm of the industry. I think that's what draws people to wineries, as the lady earlier was saying. It's a nice boost for those areas that might not have other tourist attractions, because the population is really becoming more sophisticated in terms of wine. And to our benefit, they're also becoming more attuned to eating locally and drinking locally, finding those local products that have a distinct characteristic of where they come from. That's making a lot of difference to a lot of people as their palates become more educated. There's that element of wine called, and I may be saying this incorrectly, you French speakers, I apologize, terroir, which doesn't really translate well into English, but it involves all the different aspects that go into growing the grapes, from the climates to the moisture to the soil to the way they're tended. Some people even include the talents of the winemaker in that term. And so regardless of what your palate may tell you, there's no wines produced elsewhere that are quite like the wines here because of the terroir here. Even adjoining states like Illinois and Minnesota and our friend across the Lake Michigan, which has similar climate conditions, don't have the same exact conditions that we have. And that's what makes Wisconsin wines unique.
Colette in River Falls, it is your turn. Hi, Colette.
Hi, I want to tell you about my favorite winery, and they inspired me so much that we started making wine big time. And I think we had 100 gallons that we just finished bottling.
Wow.
But mostly country wines, fruit wines, although we started a vineyard. But that's a good 3 years before you get grapes.
That's a heck of a hobby.
So, yeah, the Fruit of the North Winery is in Three Lakes, Wisconsin, and I think they've been there in and out around for about 25 years. And they do basically cranberry. Well, they do all sorts of fruit wines, but cranberry and cranberry raspberry are their famous ones. Have you ever heard of them?
Are you talking about Three Lakes Winery?
Yes.
Okay. You know, oddly enough, I was in the Minocqua area, and someone gave me a bottle this summer of Old Glory, which is a blend
blueberry
of...
blueberry and raspberry, I believe, or blueberry and cranberry.
I believe it's
and
blueberry and cranberry.
Yeah.
And my initial thought was, nice label, but I'm not so sure. However, the elements of each of the fruit did a marvelous job balancing each other. You had the tartness of the cranberry. You had the more subdued sweetness of the blueberry. It gave it a nice color, and we had it on July 4th. It was a perfect accompaniment.
Oh, perfect.
They make so many. They even make a pumpkin wine.
Okay. Well, that would be interesting to try.
It's not bad. And we tried making pumpkin wine also, but you make it sort of as a spiced wine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
With the cinnamon and the nutmeg. And so it's like drinking pumpkin pie. But
you know, I've had pumpkin beer that tastes like pumpkin pie in a glass, but never pumpkin wine. But I will give them a fair shake because I enjoyed the Old Glory so much.
You should, and it's in the, if you look it up to Three Lakes, it's in the depot. The Old Depot building, so it's really a beautiful building also.
Ah, okay.
Thanks, Colette.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. You know, there's a lot of, one nice thing about the show, the timing is pretty good because there's a lot of last-minute vacationing that's going to be done around Wisconsin through the next 2 to 3 weeks, you know, through Labor Day weekend. And so it's a pretty good time to be talking about places to visit around the state in terms of wineries. Kurt in Eau Claire, your turn. Hi, Kurt.
Good morning.
Morning.
If we're recommending wines and wineries in the northern part of the state, I would like to mention one of the ones that you mentioned when you're reading the map at Withy.
Okay.
And Withy is about halfway between Wausau and Chippewa Falls and Highway 29. And the winery is about 4 or 5 miles north of the town of the village of Withy, and it's Munson Bridge Winery. And it has a special significance for me because it's just 3 miles from where I was born and raised on a dairy farm. And in the summer, my sister and I had to ride our bicycles to go for piano lessons to Mrs. Munson.
Wow.
Well, Mrs. Munson is long gone. And the farm was sold, and now the dairy farm has been converted to the winery business, and the barn is been remodeled inside to accommodate, tasting parties, and people can gather there. And there's a nice pond right there on the grounds that people can sit around and enjoy the wine. And I guess one last significant thing is that it's my cousin. That owns it.
This isn't a paid announcement, is it?
This is not a paid announcement, but I thought I'd better be full disclosure here.
Well, what is your favorite Munson Bridge winery? I'm looking at my list, and I see they do a wild elderberry wine.
Yeah, they use a lot of wild things. I don't know if they pick them themselves. I think they do pick some of the stuff on the farm and in the woods. It's wild berries. But I'm not enough of a wine person to say this is my favorite or second favorite. I just like to go there and sit out by the pond and visit with other folks who've come by and
have a glass of wine.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. You know, Betty from Michigan wants to know a good Wisconsin wine for some friends of hers, and a white wine is preferable. Now, I have my own.
Why don't you jump in with that recommendation? Because I think I would agree with that.
I've had a lot of great white wines, but my favorite white wine is still Prairie Fumé, and you can't. And it's produced by Wallersheim. It's an excellent white wine. It has a lot of character to it, as far as I'm concerned, and it's about $8 a bottle. And it's a wonderful wine. I remember the first time I drank it, I thought, oh my goodness, this is really good.
It's a very palatable wine. It's a very pleasant wine. It's always hard to recommend a wine because you never know quite what the tastes of the other people will be, how sophisticated they are, if they're entry-level wine drinkers, if they like white versus red, if they don't know they like white versus red, things like that. But we've never had a bad experience with Prairie Fumé. Now, it's not on par with the white Burgundies of the world. I'll be the first to admit it, as would, I'm sure, the winemaker. But we have friends who have fairly sophisticated palates and some whose palates are fairly limited. And yet they all seem to like that because it's light in alcohol. I think it's about 9%. And it has a fruity flavor, but it's not terribly heavy. There's not a lot of depth, but what's there is very pleasant.
Yeah. Prairie Fumé. So there you have it. I would certainly recommend that, and it sounds like Mike would as well. Trevor in Green Bay, your turn. Hi, Trevor.
Well, hello, and it's fascinating listening to this program. But nobody has mentioned my favorite wine, winery, and type of wine, which is actually mead, White Winter Winery from way up north. I don't remember the city. Make just an outstanding beverage. Their sizers, their varietals, the raspberry meads, just fantastic. They use locally grown honey and locally grown fruit. If people haven't tried a mead, I would really recommend, and this isn't a, I have no connection other than I'm a satisfied customer, but they're really good. And have you ever tried meads?
Yeah, well, thank you for bringing that up, Trevor, because that really talks about the expansiveness of the Wisconsin wine industry. I was in the Bayfield area, and I had a chance to zip over to Iron River, which is where the White Winter Winery is. It's kind of strange at first because it's part of what was formerly an industrial facility. Mm-hmm. You don't have orchards, obviously, for mead because mead is a honey-based beverage. And owner John Hamilton no longer grows his own bees. I think that's how you say that. He buys his honey in 45-gallon kegs. But he produces probably the most comprehensive line of meads that I've ever seen, including the mead equivalent of a port wine. And I forget that's it's called Black Port or something like
Black
that.
Harbor.
Black Harbor. Thank you. Thank
oh,
you.
Is that good?
Yes, it is. It is. We tasted through his line, and I, in fact, did an article earlier this summer because his line is unique. There are a few other people producing meads, but he's the only one exclusively producing meads, and he does an excellent job.
Yes, he does.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling, Trevor. Appreciate your call.
I have one more comment on mead that yeah. listeners might find interesting that I didn't know until I talked to Mr. Hamilton. You're familiar with the term honeymoon, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a tradition in the Middle Ages that a newly married couple would be given a supply of mead equivalent to a moon, which, of course, is a month, to get them through the first month, to set them on the road to prosperity, health, and happiness. And so that was their honeymoon. And that's where that term comes from, at least according to the winery.
That's interesting. I certainly didn't know that. What is obviously it's made from honey. It must be a very, how would you describe the taste of a mead?
People who haven't had it might recoil at the thought of something that they would see themselves pouring on their pancakes, perhaps. But it's a very refined beverage. Keep in mind that it's the sugars in the fruit that convert to alcohol. So the sugars in the honey follow that same pattern. It's generally, I've never made mead, so I can't go through all the aspects of
sure.
it. But it's much more refined, much lighter in body, and not nearly as cloying in sweetness as you might expect. It's a very pleasant beverage. It's not going to go with every food item, but when we were talking to the producer, he said, this is something you can warm in the winter with spices or pour on the rocks in the summer as a cooling drink, and he was absolutely right. The ones we sampled really measure up to that very well. It's also the oldest alcohol beverage in the world.
Oh, it is.
It was the first thing that was fermented. It probably fermented itself, and people didn't realize it until they ate it.
Janet in Waukesha, your turn. Hi, Janet.
Hi. I'm recalling in response to the caller that's in Sparta looking for a winery.
Yes.
And I have family that live in the Elroy-Mauston area, and if he's in Norwalk, he's probably doing the Elroy-Sparta bike trail. But we had a wedding reception, or I went to a wedding reception, at a winery in New Lisbon called Burr Oaks. It's a fairly new winery, probably 5 years old. And we had a reception right at the winery, and they served several wonderful white wines, some a blush and a red, along with the reception. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have information on Burr Oaks, and again, I don't know if it has a website or anything, but it is in New Lisbon. If he can get over to New Lisbon, I'm sure people would help him find it.
It does have a website. It's www.burroakwinery.com,
oh,
and that's Burr with two R's, of course.
Good.
I've not been there, but from the little bit of information I have, it looks like they're using Frontenac, St. Pepin, some Chardonnay that they must bring in from elsewhere, Foch, Mio, and a couple of other varieties. So they have a fairly aggressive program underway as well.
Mm-hmm. Really nice people. Very nice.
Thanks, Janet.
So I just wanted to send that along because when I heard Norwalk, I knew exactly where he was. So glad I could help.
Thanks, Janet. Thanks a lot for calling. I knew somebody would call and give us that information. John in the town of Dunn. Your turn. Hi, John.
Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
I have been appreciating this very much. I didn't get in on the very beginning, so I may have missed this, but when you were talking a few minutes ago with someone and they mentioned the elderberry wine, and it made my mouth water because my father-in-law, Carl Ruff, who has passed away now and came here from Germany years ago, he made the best elderberry wine that I've ever tasted. I've not tasted that much, but it was so good, and I wish I still had some of it. But he also made dandelion wine. But I'm wondering, do you have, or can you put me on to a sort of a a winery trail in Wisconsin. Is there such a publication or a map or anything?
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is. We mentioned it earlier, so you may have missed it. But if you go to the Wisconsin Winery Association website, www.wiswine.com,
okay.
W-I-S-W-I-N-E, you'll have a map of 34 of the state's 39 wineries, and they have it beautifully laid out. And you can just go from where you are to where you want to be, and just about anywhere in the state, you'll find a cluster of wineries that are worth exploring.
And thank you. And one more last question. Does Wisconsin rank pretty high in terms of, I mean, other than California and New York perhaps, but where in the number of wineries we have and the small, you know, local, so to speak, wineries?
Mm-hmm. My sources tell me that we're 16th in the nation.
16th.
Again, between Idaho and New Jersey.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the show.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot for calling. And I have to, you know, and some of our wineries have been fairly aggressive in entering, I should say, contests and have done pretty darn well.
There are a lot of award-winning wines in the state. Admittedly, there are a lot of contests to enter, including a lot of county fairs, state fairs, national competitions, and I think a few have even placed in a few international competitions. I guess while awards are nice, the most important thing is to find a wine that you like and stick to that wine. And if you can, find other wines similar to that and explore, expand your palate a little bit, and develop an appreciation for the wines. Chances are you'll never lose a taste for that wine that you liked initially, but you'll find a whole lot more that you can enjoy.
Always a pleasure. Mike, thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
I really enjoyed our conversation. I hope we can do this again.
Oh, I think so, Larry. That was great.
It would be a lot of fun. Michael Muckian of Madison, freelance writer whose column, The Spirited Glass, appears in the Capital Times. Really fun to have him with us today. And we'll talk some more about Wisconsin's wine industry. But we won't do that next. Next, we're going to talk about good dental hygiene coming up here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.